It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh at three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Well, hello there. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope your Monday's going well. Hope you had an outstanding weekend. As usual, a lot to get to today on a Monday edition of the show. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. It is Monday, December 5th of 2022. Gosh, year's almost over. Crazy. However you are tuned in, know that I appreciate it, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page if you're on the Zuckerberg machine. Type in 1650 The Fan, hammer that like button, you'll be all set and ready to go. You'll have more local sports in your Facebook feed and maybe a little less nonsense. So what's not to like there? Know that you can dial me up, join the show with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call, by all means. Fire away with any questions or comments. Maybe there's something or someone you'd like to hear about or from on a future show. Don't be shy. Reach on out. And coming up, let's get in here. What's on the itinerary? We'll get it going, like always, here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores. Plenty to get to today in the stack after we're done there. We'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll come back from that first timeout, and as we do this time of the year on a Monday, we'll be joined by John Walters, Iowa State men's basketball and football play-by-play voice. You follow him on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. A lot to talk about as Iowa State men's basketball got a nice win yesterday against St. John's in a game you heard right here on The Fan. Very balanced scoring effort by the Cyclones. Want to dig in on that with John and pick his brain. Also, too, plenty of news with the Iowa State football program. They named their new offensive coordinator that will replace Tom Manning today. Also announced another exit in its offensive line coach. So we'll talk some Iowa State football as well with John when he joins us in the next segment. After we're done talking Cyclones with John Walters, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports during that break, and we'll come back on the other side in the third segment. And I've got an assortment of audio I want to get to, starting with Wartburg football coach Chris Winter. How about the Wartburg Knights? They're advancing to the NCAA Division III semifinals, and they're right there, right in the mix to win a national championship. So, rightfully so. Want to make sure that we're giving Wartburg the coverage that they by all means deserve. And we'll hear from their head coach, Chris Winter. We'll hear some audio from Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz. And then planned on getting some audio today from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson. Turns out Coach Jake's just a little under the weather with a cold. So assistant coach PJ Hogan stepped in, got some audio from Coach Hogan. as well as UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab, and if time permits, Iowa State men's hoops coach TJ Otzelberger. That's all in the third segment today. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout. We'll get you a preview of tonight's Monday Night Football game, which you will hear right here on The Fan after the Cyclones Coach's Corner. Cyclone Coach's Corner from 6:30 to 8 tonight. We'll join Monday Night Football in progress at 8. That's typically right at the end of the first quarter or at the beginning of the second quarter. And tonight's game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the New Orleans Saints. And I can't mention Monday Night Football without mentioning tonight is Fan Frenzy Night. So to all of our invitees, very much looking forward to a fun night with you at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. It's all presented by Hawkeye Audio Video in Cedar Falls. Also got a shout out to Tubbs R Us in Waterloo, Air Services and Slumberland Furniture, Hungry Charlie's Lunchbox in Waterloo as well for providing tonight's food. Should be a lot of fun. Jordan and his team at Dad's Pub helped us put on a great event last year, and I cannot wait. And a big shout out to all my colleagues here at Koloff Media who are already at Dad's and getting things set up for, like I mentioned, what should be a really, really fun night where we're giving away just some epic, epic prizes. And if you're sitting there listening going, man, that sounds like a lot of fun, well, hey, you snooze, you lose. We did the keywords all last week on air, qualified a whole bunch of people that way. And before that, you were able to get your invite to Fan Frenzy if you participated in Pigskin Pick'em. So big shout out to everybody who took a part in either of those two things and that will join us tonight, as I mentioned, at Dad's Pub. I'll be headed there as soon as I'm done here. All right, what else? Got to talk about here at the start of the show just for a little bit. And we'll talk with Sean Keeler, friend of the show, right, from the Denver Post, former longtime Des Moines Register sports columnist. Deion Sanders getting hired by Colorado. I think it's the perfect move for a program that ever since it went from the Big 12 to the Pac-12 has pretty much, I mean, fallen into the gutter. I think there's been maybe a couple of okay seasons for Colorado since it joined the Pac-12, and that's it. Other than that, it's been pretty much a dumpster fire, and this year definitely was as the Buffs went 1-11. And Deion, you know, showing what he's capable of at Jackson State and what he did there. They won the Celebration Bowl, were undefeated this season. His son, Shadur Sanders, a sophomore quarterback, was outstanding again this season, even better than he was as a freshman. And you're not just hiring Deion, which that would be enough if you're Colorado. He's bringing attention that no other coach, I don't think even Nick Saban would bring the amount of attention that Deion Sanders will bring to Colorado football. And when you hire Deion Sanders, the way it works now with the transfer portal and all of that, you're bringing his son, Shadur Sanders, to be your starting quarterback. I would imagine that Travis Hunter, their cornerback, who also plays a little bit of wide receiver, the former number one overall prospect that they flipped from Florida State the year before last, that he will be coming as well. Deion Sanders said as much in a video that's gone viral today. Let me play this one for you real quick in case you haven't heard it. It's been all over today. Here's Coach Prime, Coach Deion Sanders, speaking to what actually is a room that's not full of current Colorado football players, because you know this roster is going to have a lot of turnover. And here's Coach Prime pulling no punches and being brutally honest about the situation with him being the new Colorado Buffaloes head coach.
We got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me. And it's Louis. Okay. It ain't gonna be no more of the mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now. I'm coming. And when I get here, it's going to be changed.
So there you have it. Coach Prime is coming. He's bringing his luggage, and it's Louis, as in Louis Vuitton. And the luggage are the players, his best players, from Jackson State. And I know there are people out there that think that's too honest and maybe too arrogant But what do you want? I mean, do you want to? What was the old saying in Moneyball with when Brad Pitt's playing Billy Bean and he's talking about cutting a player? It's like, do you want three shots to the chest or one shot to the head? I mean, those are your choices. Do you want a coach to come out and sugarcoat it and kind of talk around the fact that I'm the new guy here, I'm going to turn over the roster? A lot of you that are in this room, frankly, are not going to be here. And he says, go out, get in that transfer portal. You know, do what you got to do for yourself, because I have a plan. And he's pretty much all but saying, I have a plan, and it's very likely that many of you in here are not a part of it. And I respect the honesty, because I mean, you've got to acknowledge that the majority of coaches are going to sugarcoat it and or talk around that type of stuff, because, right, it's not the most comfortable thing to talk about. But more to talk about later this week. As I mentioned, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post will join us, I think, on Wednesday to talk about Coach Prime in Colorado. So a very interesting story there, and I think Colorado hit it out of the park. I can't wait to see how it plays out. But let's try to stay on time here today. Dive right in. Area sports news and scores for a Monday. The Cedar Falls wrestling team hosted the Keith Young Invitational Saturday, and for the third straight year, Don Bosco won the team title with 218 points. The Dons had four champions. They finished just edging North Scott, who had 180.5 points. Cedar Falls was sixth with 118 points. The Tigers' Evan Simpson won the individual title at 113. The Cedar Falls girls wrestling team took first at an 18-team tournament in Wapello on Saturday. The Tigers finished with 345.5 points. North Scott was a distant second with 151. Three Cedar Falls wrestlers took first place finishes: April Hauser at 125, Lanny Schreck at 135, and 155-pounder Lauren Nichols. Today in high school sports in the Metro, the Waterloo West girls wrestling team is at a 14-team tournament in Tipton. Matches began 12 minutes ago at the top of the hour. The 23rd-ranked Iowa State basketball team knocked off St. John's 71-60 yesterday at Hilton Coliseum. You heard it right here on The Fan. Cyclones handed the Red Storm their first loss of the season. Iowa State is now 7-1, while St. John's is 8-1. The Cyclones held the Red Storm to 35% shooting and forced 20 turnovers while registering 13 steals. Cyclones received a balanced scoring effort, as I mentioned before. Nine players in the scoring column, led by Jaron Holmes, 14 points. Yesterday in women's college basketball, five Iowa players scored in double digits as the Hawkeyes clobbered Wisconsin 102-71 in Madison. All-American Caitlin Clark had 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists to record her seventh career triple-double, becoming the new Big Ten record holder for career triple-doubles. Iowa had an electric second quarter, shooting 78% from the field, outscoring the Badgers 34-17 to take a 24-point lead at halftime. The Wartburg football team continued its historic run Saturday, overpowering Aurora 45-17 in the quarterfinals of the NCAA Division III playoffs. The Knights rallied from a 10-0 first quarter deficit to improve to 13-0 on the season. The Knights were led by Hunter Klassen, who rushed for 161 yards and scored three touchdowns. He also caught a 25-yard touchdown pass. Wartburg now advances to the national semifinals for the first time in school history. The 12th-ranked Knights will play at number 2-ranked Mount Union. That's Saturday with kickoff at 11 a.m. The Iowa football team has been selected to play in the Music City Bowl against Kentucky. The bowl game is set in Nashville and will be on December 31st with kickoff scheduled for 11 a.m. and will be televised on ABC. Both teams are 7-5. The Hawkeyes are going to be without quarterback Spencer Petras, who has an injury that required surgery. Meanwhile, backup Alex Padilla has entered the transfer portal. Joey Labus is expected to start, but it would be his first action of the season. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says true freshman Carson May could also get a shot at the starting job. The second-ranked Iowa wrestling team beat number 10 Iowa State 18-15 before a sold-out crowd at Carver-Hawkeye Arena yesterday afternoon. The Hawkeyes improved to 6-0 this season, while the Cyclones dropped to 5-1. The Hawkeyes and Cyclones each won five matches, but Iowa prevailed thanks to bonus points as Spencer Lee at 125, Kobe Siebrecht at 157, and Nelson Brands at 174 all scored major decisions to lift Iowa to its 18th consecutive victory in the series. Iowa State has named Nate Shielhouse as the football team's new offensive coordinator. He replaces Tom Manning, who was dismissed last Friday. Shielhouse has been at Iowa State the past 6 years, spending this past season as the Cyclones' running backs and wide receivers coach. Iowa State has moved up three spots in this week's AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball Rankings. Cyclones go from 23 to 20. Iowa is receiving votes just outside the rankings. Hawkeyes picked up 70 votes and would be ranked 26th. Houston remains number one, followed by Texas and Virginia. Both Iowa State and Iowa have dropped in this week's AP Top 25 Women's College Basketball Rankings. Cyclones slip from 8 to 10, while the Hawkeyes fall from 10 to 16. South Carolina remains number one. And finally, area winners in the NFL yesterday. Cincinnati got the best of Kansas City, 27-24. Minnesota held off the Jets, 27-22. And Green Bay rallied to beat my Bears, 28-19. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way on the other side. John Walters, Iowa State football and men's basketball play-by-play voice, joins us next on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Well, less than two seasons after leading the Browns to the playoffs for the first time in 18 years, Baker Mayfield is now looking for his third team. After being released by the Panthers, Mayfield had started only one game after suffering an ankle injury and was 1-5 as the starter. Lamar Jackson is reportedly week to week with a knee injury and will likely miss next weekend against the Steelers, while the Seahawks' Kenneth Walker will be out due to a foot injury. The Buccaneers host the Saints to close out Week 13. The Bucs lead the putrid NFC South at 5-6. Cincinnati has found Luke Fickell's successor. Scott Satterfield leaves Louisville after 4 years to take over the Bearcats. And in an interesting twist, Satterfield's new team will take on his former one in the upcoming Fenway Bowl. The Phillies are spending money once again after going to the World Series, reportedly coming to terms with shortstop Trey Turner on an 11-year, $300 million deal. Three-time Cy Young Award winner Justin Verlander is reunited with another three-time winner and former teammate Max Scherzer with the Mets, reportedly signing a two-year deal worth $86 million. Brazil, an easy winner at the World Cup today, 4-1 over South Korea. Croatia outlasts Japan in penalty kicks 3-1. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, it's DA. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to Monday Night Football tonight on The Fan. Coverage begins at 8 after the Cyclone Coaches Corner.
At Waterloo Schools, our 1,700 staff members, our amazing families, and our community of volunteers and business partners are working together to provide safe, engaging, and rigorous learning experiences for our students. Those experiences include Career Inspire, our Waterloo Career Center trades-only career fair, and Life Lab. Through Life Lab, this year's students explore business and finance through professional baseball games. They learn the science of potential and kinetic energy through downhill skiing. Their nonprofit arts ambitions are inspired in the galleries of world-class art institutions with world-class art. Students just like Expo's Sam Glatt, East's Chloe Gunhouse, and West's Jada Casas are experiencing Life Lab and all it offers, these exposures to new experiences, new possibilities, new worlds, from classroom curriculum to career exploration for every student. These experiences are available right here for the students of Waterloo Schools. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. That's waterlooschools.org.
How confident is Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls about their work? How about a lifetime warranty on their repair work confident? Impressive, huh? This is just one of the many ways Anderson Collision stands apart from the competition. And best of all, they know what they're doing. Owner Jamie Earhart has 25 years of experience in the business. Plus, they have certified estimators and technicians, continuously staying up to date on all the latest techniques and trends in the industry. Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NFL Monday night, the Saints and the Bucs to wrap up Week 13. New Orleans a three-point underdog on the road, the over-under at 41. The college football playoff set with both semifinal games being played on New Year's Eve. Number 2 Michigan facing third-ranked TCU in the Fiesta Bowl. The Wolverines a 9.5-point early favorite, minus 360 money line. The Horned Frogs at plus 295, the over-under at 60. Fourth-ranked Ohio State in the Peach Bowl, a 6.5-point underdog against top-ranked Georgia, money line at minus 278. Buckeyes at plus 205, 59.5. The total. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 23 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the north 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 36. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 22. Upper 30s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for snow Thursday. A dusting of snow tomorrow. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 35.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Off to Grill, then right back to Holmes. He drives it right, cut off there, brings it back out to Kelscher. He drives, bounce pass underneath, and a two-hand dunk for Hassan Ward.
Got in the middle of that defense, and just a great little drop pass to Hassan for the quick flush.
Yeah, 71-60 win for the Iowa State Cyclones yesterday at Hilton Coliseum over St. John's, and dealt St. John's its first loss of the season. And John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network is here to talk about that. We'll also talk a little Cyclone football today as well. John, thanks for being here as always. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Cole?
I'm doing great, thanks. And we got to start, obviously, with what was, I thought, just a really, really good game. Well played all around by the Cyclones yesterday, and as good as the defense was, I do want to talk about that. But, John, last time you were on, we talked about how offensively so far this season, albeit it's early, it seems like it's kind of one or two guys on a given night that have really stepped up and shouldered that scoring load. But I think it's safe to say we saw the most balanced scoring from that Iowa State offense yesterday. Can you put your finger on what might have led to that?
You know, I just think that a lot of guys just had their moments, you know, and it came in flashes. Robert Jones, three or four possessions in a row, got the ball down low, took great advantage of that, and going against a really good big player for St. John's in Soriano. Caleb Grill didn't take a lot of shots, but was timely with that big three late in the game that he hit. Taman Whoopsie didn't force anything, took his opportunities when they were there. And Jazz Coons did the same thing, you know. And then, haven't even mentioned Jaron Holmes, and he ends up, you know, with 14 points in the game and just does his thing like he always does. And so, you know, I think this can be a balanced team on a given night. I don't think they have to just ride a hot hand, but they certainly can do that when the opportunity presents itself. But I think on this night, it was just one of those days where they were distributing the ball well, and a lot of different guys were contributing.
And this just makes me think, John, you know, this is the second season in a row that there's been a lot of transfers that have gone right into the rotation for Coach T.J. Otzelberger. And I had assistant coach Kyle Green on the show before this season began, and he said, you know, we want to build this program with 4 or 5 year players out of high school. But the way it's just happened to play out the past couple seasons, you know, they've gone into the portal. And, I mean, it's got to take time for these teams, as good as they've been. And, you know, once again, like, you know, big props to TJ and his staff for how competitive they are right away with so many new faces out of the portal. But I think probably it's an example of that as well, where these guys, you know, we're finally getting far enough into the season where they've got a rapport with one another, where you're seeing the scoring spread itself out a little bit more.
Yeah, and I think that'll continue to be the case throughout the season. We'll still have games where there's a hot hand and you ride that for a while. But, you know, I think one thing that really contributes to what you're talking about, Cole, is the fact that your teams are now able to get in and get some teamwork together in the summer, which is something the NCAA changed a few years ago to allow more of an opportunity to develop that chemistry, especially in this age of the transfer portal. It's so important for guys coming in from all different places to have that opportunity to get together. And I think it's a real strength of TJ's to build that chemistry. And so I think that's something that, you know, really started organically over the summer with just guys, whether it was in practice settings or playing paintball or just hanging out together at the pool or whatever the case may be, just kind of getting to know each other, developing that chemistry. And this is a a very unselfish team. They don't care which guy is scoring. They don't care which guy is getting all the glory. They want to just win. And when you can accomplish that, when you can achieve that, it's a really big deal, and it's hard to do this day and age. And I think that guys kind of come into TJ's program with an understanding that, hey, this isn't going to be about me. I'm going to just come in here and try to find a way to contribute and help this guy, this team win and have the most success it can. And it's kind of old school, but I love it. I mean, it's been great, and these guys have really bought into that.
John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. Follow John on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. John, 20 turnovers, once again, getting to that just incredible number. I mean, we can't let ourselves take it for granted how many times this season the Cyclones have forced an opponent into 20 or more turnovers. Now that the sample is growing larger, what stuck out most to you about this season's defense as opposed to what we saw in year one, which was so impressive from Coach Otzelberger and what he instituted?
It's kind of like what you just talked about with the scoring, how a lot of different guys can do it. Really, every guy that's playing is contributing defensively, too. And, you know, they're all capable of getting steals. We saw Caleb Grill have 5 steals the other day. We've certainly seen Taman Lipsy get a high number of steals in a game. We've seen Robert Jones with really quick hands defending big guys, creating the turnovers, steals. Hassan Ward's really good at that. Oshun's really good at that. And so, you know, there's a lot of different guys that can create that kind of pressure. We already knew what kind of defender Gabe Kalscher was. That hasn't dropped off at all. A lot of guys willing to give themselves up, too, taking charges, you know, and those count as turnovers. And so, you know, these guys, they just are uncomfortable to play against. And I think this is a team that, you know, when you're an opponent and you – looking at your schedule and all of a sudden there's Iowa State in the coming week, you're like, oh man, we got to play these guys, because I think that's kind of the thought. You know, it's tough to play against Iowa State. It wouldn't be any fun. And they don't let up. They're just so relentless in the way they come at you. And that's the part that I think would really wear on you mentally over the course of 40 minutes. And Iowa State kind of counts on that. They really do wear you down. I think T.J. Otzelberger, and I'm going to ask him about it tonight on the coach's show, but I don't think it even bothers him when they foul. You know, I mean, I think it's like, okay, this probably means the other team's thinking that we're about to let up because they blew the whistle and this guy's been all over me. And, you know, if you're that offensive player, you're thinking, thank goodness, they finally blew the whistle. Now this guy's going to back off. Then they start playing again, and the guy doesn't back off at all, whether it's him or the guy that came in for him. It's just like, no, there's more of this coming. You are not going to get a reprieve from this at all over the course of the night. And so, it just wears on you, and it's a fun style when it's your guys doing it. It'd be horrible to play against. I can think back to all those West Virginia teams, Press Virginia and Bob Huggins,
yes,
how much, you know, Iowa State, we just hated going in and playing those teams, but that's what this is like, and that's the kind of that feeling that the opponents probably have in their heads when they see Iowa State show up on their schedule.
Right before you said West Virginia, that's what I was thinking about, John, in terms of just how miserable it can be for opponents. Now, albeit, I guess maybe it's not as cool because Iowa State doesn't play nearly as much full court press. But we got to start like some group think here and come up with a nickname for the defense, because, I mean, let's be honest, Press Virginia is a really cool nickname. We got to start figuring something out. I mean, have we run across anything? I mean, anybody on the Cyclone Radio Network had any ideas, or am I the first one to suggest that we got to have a nickname?
I think we're going to leave this in your hands. I think this is going to be your thing, and whatever you come up with is good. But I have referred to Kyle Green as the Minister of Defense, and you mentioned you had him on your show a few times, and he is. I mean, he is such a great defensive coach, and I think he really sets a great tone for the whole thing. But, you know, J.R. Blount, really good in the ball pressure area, too, and these guys are just really committed to it. They practice it every day, and, you know, you hear T.J. say, well, our daily habits, you hear him say that all the time. It truly is that. It is, look, I know we're playing North Dakota this week. It does not mean we're going to let up in practice and all of a sudden just say, hey, we can take it easy. We're going to continue to grind and grind and press away at these defensive habits to the point where this is just what we do and who we are. And I thought it was really interesting last week when TJ mentioned that, you know, as far as his outlook on this team, he will be willing to change game to game and week to week offensively regarding what an opponent's trying to take away from him. He'll attack. Maybe you saw Caleb Grill hitting a bunch of jump shots against North Carolina. That's what was available. Mm-hmm. Saw Iowa State attacking the basket yesterday. That's what was available. So he'll adapt on that end. But on the defensive end, forget it. They're playing the way they play. Whether you like it or not, that's how they're going to play. And they're not going to budge from that. They have an identity on that end of the floor, and that's something he really wants to establish.
A few more minutes here with John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network. John, let's talk some Iowa State football news today that Nate Schielhouse has been named offensive coordinator after 6 years on this Cyclone staff, previously wide receivers and running backs coach. Obviously, Nate's been around for a while. You, I would imagine, know him pretty well. Tell us what you think of the hire.
Well, I really like him. Nate is an awesome person and very relatable. The players like him a lot. They can talk to him. He's very easy to approach. And I think that'll fit really well into that position. He's a guy that is very sharp. I think will be really good as an offensive coordinator. And I think it's a great hire. I mean, I think Nate's a guy that is bound to be a head coach at some point in his life. I don't think there's any question that he is going to be a head coach. And he was on the fast track there at Iowa State. So, you know, he was probably due for something like this, and it's very rewarding to see him get this opportunity. He deserves it, and I think he'll make the most of it. I don't think Iowa State's that far away offensively, and I'd like to mention, too, that Tom Manning, I thought over the course of his time at Iowa State, did a very good job. You know, I mean, yeah. Iowa State had three or four of the best offenses in its school history under the direction of Tom Manning, and obviously this season things didn't go very well. But it's not like Tom never did anything. He had some great years at Iowa State, and I think it's very sharp as well. But I think Nate learned a lot from him, and I think he'll step right into this role and really carry it forward in a real positive way.
And John, how about the fact that, okay, everybody's got guys going in the portal. Obviously, Iowa was short of expectations this year. But at last count, I think it's five guys. I might have seen this afternoon one more. Call it five or six in the transfer portal. I think the rational way to look at this, if you're paying close attention to it and totally understand that fans may not have the time to, so that's why we're here, I would say that five to six number, around half a dozen, give or take, that number feels ordinary to me. Now, albeit this is still new, but as far as it's concerned, it seems ordinary, and I think that does speak to the culture still being intact with Matt Campbell's program, and that nothing that happened this past season isn't correctable.
Well, I think that's just college football today. You're going to see, you know, probably between five and maybe even 10 guys transfer in and out of your program every single year. It's not that they're bad people or that they don't enjoy their experience at Iowa State. I don't think that's the case at all, but obviously people want to play, and they're looking for the right niche and the place where they can kind of find their level. And sometimes that's hard to find. We've talked about many times that recruiting's an inexact science, and it is. And if you can't, you know, find your perfect fit the first time around, maybe you can the second time around, and in some cases the third time around. But I think if you look at, you know, even using the Iowa State basketball program as an example, some of the guys that have left and gone on to have some success in other places, you're happy for those guys. I know I am. And they've had a lot of success at the places they've found. They've found places where their game fits into what they're trying to do. And so you don't have any ill will toward that. And at the same time, you're happy to get the guys into your program that are a great fit for what you're trying to do. And I think that's what, you know, TJ's been able to find, and Matt more and more now is going to the portal a little bit and finding some guys. And I think we'll continue to do that. So that, you know, the bread and butter of both staffs is still going to be the high school players, the development. That's not changing. And I think with Coach Campbell, you know, it might be four or five guys that he brings in a year mm-hmm. from the transfer portal, but he wants to make sure they're the right kind of guys that really fit the culture at Iowa State. And I think he's had a lot of success doing that. When you look at Colby Reeder and Andrew Mevis and, yes. you know, Dimitri Stanley, some of the guys he's hit on, I think when he has taken a kid out of the portal, it's generally worked out very well.
And, John, finally, you mentioned Coach T.J. Otzelberger tonight on the Cyclones Coach's Corner. What else can you tell us is on the itinerary?
I've got Noah Wolf co-hosting with us tonight. Noah does a great job on the Iowa State women's games. There's a big women's game on Wednesday over in Iowa City, so he and I will co-host tonight. We'll have Coach Otzelberger on at 6:30, and then Coach Fenley will be coming in at 7:15.
Sounds great, John. We'll be tuning in. Have a great show, and we'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Cole.
Thank you, John. John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, kind enough to join us on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up on the other side of the break. We got a little bit of this and that. We'll hear audio from Wartburg football coach Chris Winter. The Knights, they are going to be in the semifinals of the NCAA Division III football playoffs this Saturday. We'll hear audio from Kirk Ferentz. No Spencer Petras for the bowl game. Who's going to be the quarterback? Alex Padilla is in the transfer portal, so what's the deal there? And then also audio from today, UNI men's basketball assistant coach P.J. Hogan and wrestling coach Doug Schwab. That's all next on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The changes continue on Matt Campbell's offensive staff at Iowa State. Nate Shielhouse has been promoted to offensive coordinator. He was the running backs and wide receivers coach this past season. Campbell also announced offensive line coach Jeff Myers will not return next season. He spent the last 7 years on the staff. It'll be either redshirt freshman Joe Labus or true freshman Carson May at quarterback for Iowa in the Music City Bowl against Kentucky. Backup Alex Padilla is in the transfer portal. Spencer Petras had surgery on an injured shoulder after a loss to Nebraska.
We as coaches have to figure out what we can do to give our team the best chance to win, knowing the players involved, and we'll know a lot more about that after a couple weeks here. So it is a really highly interesting situation, but, you know, we got a lot of strengths on our team, too, so we'll try to play to those, and I'm sure Kentucky's going to do the same thing with their team, and, you know, it'll be hopefully a great game for both teams.
Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz. Basketball, the Iowa State men are 20th in the latest AP poll. This is Radio Iowa.
The first day of winter break was always the same. Just before the bright December sun kissed my side of the house, my nose would fill with the delicious smell of Burger's Smokehouse Bacon. And I knew I had exactly 1 second before my brother made a mad dash to get to the kitchen before I did. Now that I have kids, Burgers is still a tradition, and my kids make the same mad dash to beat the other one to the first piece.
Start your tradition this year by picking up Burgers Smokehouse at your favorite retailer or online at smokehouse.com. Burgers Smokehouse, simple traditions since 1952.
Family dinners, game nights, birthdays. None of these would be the same without you there. That's why it's so important women get screened for cervical cancer every year. The Care for Yourself program provides confidential free or low-cost cervical cancer screenings, such as PAP and HPV testing. Your family and friends count on you. You can count on us. Get started at idph.iowa.gov/CFY. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
Whether you consider Ball, Kirk & Holm or another law firm to represent you for your injury, it's important to know what to look for.
Ball, Kirk & Holm has been in the Cedar Valley since 1958. Our attorneys have the experience and history of success to make insurance pay what's fair.
In negotiating a settlement for a personal injury case, the only thing that matters is the bottom line of the client, what you put in your pocket. Our attorneys understand all the opportunities to maximize your settlement, make sure you take the most home, and also secure future benefits. Instead of simply taking our fee and calling it a day, after your settlement is finalized, our attorneys work hard to minimize the amounts you might owe to medical providers or for other expenses. After your settlement is finalized, we can also work with our partners to make sure that your future is secured and your family is provided for. We don't take the quick way out. We work from top to bottom to get you the most for your injuries.
For a free consultation, visit BallKirkHolm.com. Ball, Kirk & Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
The Cedar Falls School District is proud to announce students Jack Beecher and Akshat Mehta have been named semifinalists for the 2023 National Merit Scholarship Program. Also, Elena Davidson, Grant Redford, and Cassell Taylor have been named commended students. About 95% of the semifinalists are expected to attain finalist standing, and approximately half of the finalists will win a National Merit Scholarship. To become a finalist, the semifinalist student and a high school official must submit a detailed scholarship application detailing the student's demonstrated leadership abilities, service to the community, employment, and honors and awards received. A semifinalist must have an outstanding academic record throughout high school, be endorsed and recommended by a high school official, write an essay, and earn stellar SAT or ACT scores. Let's congratulate these students, their families, and their educators in the Cedar Falls School District.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Do you want to make a difference in your life, a friend or family's life? Give the gift that keeps on giving all lifetime long. Give the gift of health at the Family YMCA of Blackhawk County. We offer 40-plus fitness classes, swimming, strength and cardio, sports, childcare, caring, qualified staff, memories and friends that last a lifetime. The gift of health, the most precious gift of all. The Family YMCA of Black Hawk County, where you truly belong.
Cole and Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. Going to get into a lot of different audio in this segment. We're going to hear from Wartburg football coach Chris Winter, Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz, UNI men's basketball assistant PJ Hogan, and UNI wrestling coach Doug Schwab. And we'll start with the Wartburg Knights, who got a 45-17 quarterfinal win against Aurora on Saturday at Walston Hoover Stadium. And they are going to take on undefeated second-ranked Mount Union this Saturday in the NCAA Division III semifinals. And here is Coach Chris Winter talking about not getting down when the Knights fell behind 10-0 in the first quarter on Saturday.
I think that's one of the things that's been our motto all year is don't flinch. And these guys right here in our team hung in there. You know, we knew we'd make some adjustments and get ourselves back on track. Obviously, made a couple big defensive plays there to get just to hold them to a field goal to make it 10-0. Then this guy busts out a big return, kind of gets momentum back in our corner. Offense gets it rolling. And, you know, then we just kind of put the pedal on the air, the foot on the gas.
And Coach Chris Winter said that the Knights' emphasis in that win this past Saturday in the quarterfinals was to get the run game going.
You know, I definitely think that was certainly, you know, part of the game plan today was to be able to, you know, run the football. You know, whether we had Nile healthy or not, you know, that's one of the things I think with the way that they were set up was, hey, we want to be able to run the football, be physical, and establish the run game. And I think that was part of the plan this week was to be able to get that going inside and then start getting some things on the perimeter going after that. And I think the offense did a great job of executing.
And finally, Coach Winter talked about what it means to make the NCAA semifinals.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly special. I mean, like I said, that's why I've stuck around here as long as I have. I mean, Wartburg is a special place. Obviously, we've got great support here. And I really believe in the Division III way. I mean, there's a lot of levels where kids play football for different reasons. But at our level, it's because they love the game and they love each other. And that's my favorite part about this team right now is these guys don't really care who makes the play, who does what. They're all fired up for the next guy. And they care about each other, and they love each other, and that's why we've gotten where we are today.
We'll stay with football for now. It's going to be Iowa against Kentucky New Year's Eve in the Music City Bowl in Nashville, and the Hawkeyes are going to debut a new starting quarterback. Starter Spencer Petras injured his shoulder in that loss to Nebraska, ended up having season-ending surgery, and backup Alex Padilla is in the transfer portal. Here is Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz.
There was an injury he had in the Nebraska ball game was significant enough to require surgery, so he's not going to be able to compete. Nobody's more disappointed than him, obviously. Like any player that has a injury that requires surgery, just takes him out of competition. And, you know, it's going to be good that he'll be with us, but, you know, all of us wish he wasn't on the sideline supporting the team.
The starter is going to either be redshirt freshman Joey Labus or true freshman Carson May. Neither has played a down.
Yeah, we'll let those guys work the next 4 weeks and you know, see how they do. We were on the field yesterday and both of them did some good things, but obviously we got some work to do with both guys. The good news is we have 4 weeks to get that done.
Ferentz says they will make a decision on a starter based on bowl practices.
We'll do our best to take advantage of this time, and that's one good thing about the month of December. You have time available. So we'll try to you know, find out what they can do and do successfully. And, you know, part of the challenges to the rest of the team, it's like when any good player gets injured, everybody else has to step it up and do a little bit more. And that'll be our approach. You know, and we'll, you know, our intention is to win this game. That's our goal and intention. And we'll try to figure out a plan that's going to give us an opportunity to do that.
Coach Kirk Ferentz added that it's obviously an unusual situation. But injuries are a part of football, and the Hawkeyes are ready to adjust.
We as coaches have to figure out what we can do to give our team the best chance to win, knowing the players involved. And we'll know a lot more about that after a couple of weeks here. So it is a really highly interesting situation. But, you know, we got a lot of strengths on our team, too. So we'll try to play to those. And I'm sure Kentucky's going to do the same thing with their team. And, you know, it'll be hopefully a great game for both teams.
And finally, looking at other Hawkeye injuries, defensive back Cooper DeJean, who's been outstanding this season, as well as tight end Sam Laporta, they missed that Nebraska game due to injury. Here's Kirk Ferentz on the status of those two for the bowl game.
They would not have played if we played yesterday or this weekend. But I'd expect Cooper for sure to return here at the end of the week. And I think Sam's very close. He's out on the field and moving around pretty good, but he would not have been game ready this weekend, nor would have Cooper. But expect them both to be fully ready to go in the bowl game.
Turning to basketball, UNI men's basketball assistant coach P.J. Hogan met the media today in place of head coach Ben Jacobson, who was out with a cold. Coach Hogan looked back on the Panthers' 72-55 win over Evansville on Saturday, which included a bounce-back performance from sophomore forward Titan Anderson, who scored 19 points and grabbed 9 rebounds in that win.
Yeah, well, I think Titan's mentality has always been very good. And we talked a little bit after the game. If you were going to tell us going into the game those are the shots he was going to get, everybody on our team would be ecstatic. And those are the plays that we know he can make. He's been making them all year. No matter how good you are and how much success you've had, there's always nights like that where the ball just doesn't seem to go in the basket. So he's got the right mentality. He was not real happy with how he played and his performance, I think. And one of those that he came back, put in the work to get better, and just went about his business. And, I think what's great about these young men is they all have pretty short memories, so they're ready to get back and put their best foot forward, and he did a great job. And obviously for us to be successful, he has to play well. And like I said, if every guy on our team wants him to have those opportunities again.
The UNI men's basketball team gets back in action tomorrow night, taking on the defending MAC champion Toledo. Here's Coach Hogan with a scouting report.
Yeah, very good offensive team. Very, very good offensive team. They're going to push it extremely hard in transition. Going to test our transition defense. And then they've got three really good offensive players that they lean heavily on and really put a lot of pressure on you in terms of their ability. You know, their five men can shoot the basketball. Their guards can shoot it. So they're going to try to stretch you. Coach Kowalczyk does a great job with their team. They've had a ton of success since he's been there. They're going to come down, and he always puts his players in good positions to succeed offensively. So they're going to put a lot of pressure on us in terms of defending them in transition. And then, you know, their execution on the offensive end is very, very good. And we're going to have to do a tremendous job of understanding who we're guarding, their personnel, and then just trying to make them, really earn everything they get.
Turning to UNI wrestling, the Panthers had 2 second place and 1 third place finisher at this past weekend's Cliff Keen Invitational in Las Vegas, good for a team 5th place finish. The three were Cale Happel and Parker Kikaisen at 141 and 184 pounds respectively with the runner-up finishes, and Kyle Biscaglia with a 3rd place finish at 133. At today's weekly press conference, Panthers coach Doug Schwab spoke about his team's success in Vegas and their path forward as they build toward the NCAA championships this March.
Look at who we finished around. We're finishing ahead of a team that had a trophy last year and right next to another team that had a trophy. And but for us, obviously, we want to do that in March also. I could tell you that is a challenging tournament. And you have ranked guys up and down the lineup. And to me, it's really gets to, for us, a sense of where we're at as a team right now. And we got a pretty damn good team. Now we need to make it a great team. And how you do that, to me, is continue to buy into the process, continue to come in every day with a purpose, and not get caught up into some of the things that we don't have, but what we do have, what's around us, and the people that we have around us, and that we're going to cover more ground than anyone else in the country from now until March. That's what we have to continue to focus on, is that's what we're going to do individually and as a group, and we're going to cover more ground because you know, we didn't have anybody win the tournament. We had, you know, three guys placed in the top three. I think it's the first time we've had that. You know, we had some guys that are right there, obviously, with the best guys in the country, but they want to become the best guys in the country. And to me, how you do that is how we train, how we prepare, how we go about it each and every day and every opportunity that we get. But I've seen a marked improvement, I think, every time out. And if we continue to do that, you know, then March, you know, then you're up in those names too, and you got single digit. You know, you're when you have whatever our total is, you know, it's got a single digit beside it. It doesn't have a double digit in where we finish, and that's what we're working to do every day. Proud of our guys and how they competed up and down the lineup. You know, every guy won match. It's very important that you can send out 10 guys. To me, they compete a certain way. That score points, and, you know, you got to be able to come back through the backside of tournaments.
All right, let's take this final timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
Rich Eisen here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Coming up, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers host the New Orleans Saints. The Bucs just lost in Cleveland, but still sit atop the wide-open NFC South, and they won the first meeting at New Orleans. Kevin Harlan and Hall of Famer Kurt Warner will call the action on air and on the free live stream, sponsored by AutoZone, on Monday Night Football.
Get maximum sports on 1650 The Fan.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The NFL is no stranger to historic quarterback matchups. There was Bart Starr and Johnny Unitas, Terry Bradshaw and Roger Staubach, and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. With many elite quarterbacks' careers coming to a close in recent years, though, some of the game's great quarterback rivalries have gone with them. But luckily for football fans, a new rivalry appears to be forming in the AFC. The Chiefs have been a dominant force for years under Patrick Mahomes, and ever since pairing Ja'Marr Chase with Joe Burrow, the Bengals have grown into an elite team in the AFC as well. The two teams' ascension to the top has gradually formed a competitive rivalry. This weekend was another example of that as the Bengals squeezed out a 3-point win over Kansas City. The win gives Cincinnati its third straight win over the Chiefs, but with both teams boasting competitive rosters and Mahomes and Burrow under contract for the foreseeable future, the AFC's new quarterback rivalry may only continue to grow as the years go by. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for primetime. They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Vredestein Windtrac. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Monday. Got to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network for joining today's show. You'll hear John coming up in just over a half hour's time on the Cyclones Coach's Corner. And it'll be men's basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger and women's basketball coach Bill Finley tonight between 6:30 and 8. And we'll join Monday Night Football in progress after the Coach's Corner at 8. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, typically around the end of the first quarter, start of the second quarter, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing host to the New Orleans Saints. Former UNI Panther Trevor Penning back in that offensive line, or back on that offensive line in the starting lineup, back healthy again. So be looking for Trevor Penning out there. And I'm headed to Dad's Pub in Waterloo for Fan Frenzy. I will report back tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.